This is for you if you are wondering where you can pull more income from in your small business without necessarily needing to sell more, without necessarily needing to create another offer, and really just looking at where you focus things. Over the last couple of years, and including more recently, I've had the opportunity to work with businesses, health coaching businesses, personal training businesses, people in that space where they're offering services, but they will have numerous different projects, numerous different niches, target markets and things that they work with, and people that they offer programs and services to. And if there's something that I really want to get home, it's that within each business there will be, for example, think of your own circumstances, there will be people that you really love working with, and they probably cross lots of different genres or niches or targets, that they're probably very different people. So you might have a group over here who don't earn a lot of money, or maybe you're a little bit more unmotivated or unwell, maybe they're not well, maybe they're sick. And then you have a group that's, you know, quite affluent, but you know, they do what they say, they do what you say. Maybe you have another group that are athletes. Do you get what I mean? So maybe if you can think, I want you to think about the people like that you really, really like, but that also crosses into a section where you make very, very little income from that particular project. Now, the reason this is such a point is I was putting together a marketing plan for somebody, and we didn't go into great detail because really what we were trying to cover is what needs to be done for marketing, but also what is going to be built for the company and what needs to be built and what's the timeline. So how long is it going to take to execute these things? And the practitioner was bringing up all these different projects that he had to work on. And then I started asking about basic income from the projects, and one particular project, which was a love project, is actually taking a lot of money away from who would be my client, away from the person who's running the business. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of energy. Now, they love that section. I'm not saying don't work with those sections or don't work with that niche because they don't give you any income. But what I am saying is that if you could divide your attention over a month or a week into the things that did give you a big payoff in terms of income and the things that didn't, then it's probably pretty smart to not spend all of your time on projects that don't earn a lot of money, purely because in a small to medium business, if there's something that we all know that's quite obvious, a small to medium business needs to earn income. So it's very important for you to earn income, and then the more income you earn, the more time and energy and effort you can afford to literally put into the things that aren't possibly going to generate as much income for you, which would be the lower socioeconomic group, or the group that's a little bit more unwell, or the people that aren't as motivated to do the thing, or just the group that basically doesn't pay you as well in terms of a project and really don't spend as much time there initially, if really cash flow is a problem. Now, I would think that that's obvious, but clearly it's not to most people obvious. So I hope that if you're struggling to earn a greater income and you're a small to medium business and you've got various different projects going on, I hope that bit of information is a bit helpful, because all it is a matter of doing is looking at the different things that you've got going on, focus on the higher paying subjects, get those things working really well, and then you can easily put more money and time and effort into the other things, which are more like a donation of time and money and energy and effort. If you've got any questions about that, please don't hesitate to hit me up. It's kate@katemartinmentor.com. I'll be only too happy to find out more about your business and tell you where you could potentially be spending your time, because, for example, spending time on advertising and money on advertising is absolutely useless if all the money's going back out to something that's not generating an income.